taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Not what you wanted to see in the paper today. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The British Prime Minister Theresa May is meeting with President Trump at the country home used by prime ministers there. He's critical of her in a British newspaper interview just out. And a version of the president is looking down on a big protest in London, where Fox's Simon Owen reports.
Chris, there have been many visits to England by American presidents down the years, but never one quite like this. Protesters launching a large balloon outside Parliament here, depicting President Trump as an orange, angry baby. The president holding talks with British Prime Minister Theresa May and calling their relationship very strong. But he's also given an interview here to the Sun newspaper, criticizing May's approach to Brexit.
But it'll definitely affect trade with the United States, unfortunately, in a negative way.
And he talked up one of May's rivals as a potential prime minister. Chris?
Simon Owen in London, thanks. There's a court hearing in San Diego today about reuniting immigrant children separated from their parents at the border.
The ACLU wants the Trump administration to reunite 12 kids under five with their now deported parents, and it's asking a judge to make that happen in the next week. Court papers show the ACLU wants the clock to start ticking as soon as the parent obtains travel documents for the child. The Trump administration is pushing back, saying it's hard to know how much time is needed and that reunification should happen on a flexible schedule. The government says it's reunited 57 kids under five with their parents, and the deadline for about 2,000 older children is coming up on July 26th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The former FBI lawyer Lisa Page meets with members of Congress behind closed doors today. She traded anti-Trump text messages with FBI agent Peter Strzok during the 2016 campaign. He sat in front of a joint committee hearing for hours yesterday in public, with Democrats defending him and Republicans calling him a liar. Fox News, fair and balanced.
The Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
The French government's announcing new counterterrorism measures, including a new terrorism prosecutor's office and a new unit to monitor terrorist convicts and radicalized inmates. The announcement comes ahead of this weekend's Bastille Day celebrations under heavy security. The United States Army is set to release details about its largest reorganization in 45 years.
The Army is unveiling a Futures Command in an effort to curb wasteful spending from empty programs that didn't work and to make the branch more nimble to adapt to new technology. U.S. officials are telling the AP they've selected Austin, Texas for the Futures Command. The Pentagon says long conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq have hampered the Army from making important upgrades. The command post is expected to have a staff of about 500 people and be commanded by a four-star general. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
An Arizona legislator apologizes for breaking the law and bragging about it.
Police body cam footage reveals an Arizona state lawmaker telling a sheriff's deputy he sometimes drives as fast as 130 or 140 miles per hour. After he was pulled over for going 97 in a 55 zone, the deputy later said in a report the driver claimed to have legislative immunity. Republican State Rep. Paul Mosley was stopped in late March outside of Parker near the California border. Mosley then says he sometimes drives 130, 140, 120 while trying to get home to surprise his wife, claiming he doesn't notice the speed because of his vehicle's nice wheels and suspension. The video does not show the deputy issuing a speeding ticket. The incident is under review. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The seventh day of the running of the Bulls Festival in Pamplona, Spain. The score today, one person's reported gored in the arm with three others bruised, two by a bull that broke free from the pack and threw one runner to the ground and then slipped and squashed another one. Today's run lasted 2 minutes, 20 seconds in good weather. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Friday morning, our local news brought to you by Gina Johnson and her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Community Coalition has unveiled five community action plans and ways to address an increase in gun violence. The plans include creating a public policy agenda to get local funding and develop grassroots organizing, taking inventory of and evaluating resources that Champaign and Urbana already have to fight gun violence, and providing more effective marketing and distribution of information for trauma-informed care. Illini Movie Night is coming up Saturday, July 28th at Memorial Stadium. It is free admission. At 6 p.m., they will show Despicable Me 3. At 8, it is Black Panther. Health departments in Illinois and Iowa are investigating a rise in infections linked to McDonald's salads. The Illinois Department of Public Health said it had seen about 90 cases of cyclospora infections. About a fourth of the Illinois cases reported eating salads from McDonald's in the days before they got sick. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're talking with Gina Johnson, owner of Blueprint Mental Health and Life Coaching Practice in Urbana.
Well, I've always had a passion to help people manage their responses to negative life situations, negative people, and negative things. My book, Let's Make It a Habit, and my in-person workshops will help your employees and coworkers be more productive and effective at work, which ultimately result in better relationships. Let's start with a complimentary needs assessment and business analysis to ensure you get the results you need.
To learn more about Gina's workshops and how you can invest in your team, visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
All right, here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. Sunshine, high 90, expected 69-hour low tonight with partly cloudy conditions. Just a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms in tomorrow's forecast. Otherwise, warm and partly cloudy. High 91, low 71, up to 87, down to 71 on Sunday, where the chance of rain comes our way late Saturday night and into Sunday morning. Right now, the temperature's at 68, ESPN 93.5.
And ESPN 93.5, Jeremy Warner Show will be heading to downtown Chicago for Big Ten Media Day a week from Monday and Tuesday. Jeremy and Austin chat with various coaches, including their very own Lovie Smith and Josh Whitman. Plus, you'll get interviews with Illini football players. All of this coverage will be brought to you by Game Day Spirit. It's all about Liddyville, the University of Illinois. Only one place to go to get your official Liddyville gear. That's Game Day Spirit. Game Day offers the best selection of Fighting Illini apparel for the upcoming football season and more. Shop online at GameDaySpirit.com. Okay, well, we'll get it going here with Rachel Sutherland in a moment. Dr. Mina Bowes, love talking to her. That's at the bottom of the hour. It's Friday morning. You made it to the end of the week. Fired up. Got a little something going on this weekend, I hope. Hope it's going to be a great weekend for you. All right, the Peter Strzok interviews yesterday. This is the guy that was the texting FBI agent. Peter Strzok, it was quite captivating at times.
If you want to represent what you said accurately, I'm happy to answer that question, but I don't appreciate what was originally said being changed.
I don't give a damn what you appreciate, Agent Strzok. I don't appreciate having an FBI agent with an unprecedented level of animus working on two major investigations during 2016.
Man, if I saw Trey Gowdy coming down the sidewalk, Rachel Sutherland, I'd probably lock the door.
It was bonkers. This hearing was just really something to behold, because it wasn't just the questioning, which was dramatic in itself, but you had lawmakers bickering over points of order. They practically just threw out Robert's rules of order and just rolled. Fights would go on for some 7-8 minutes over whether or not they were going to allow a motion. Peter Strzok said that he regretted sending the text messages, but that he maintained that his personal opinion never affected his professional life. And that's up to each individual person whether or not they're buying that. And obviously the Republicans weren't. Democrats were coming to his aid, saying he deserved a Purple Heart for what he endured. Yeah. I think the hearing went on for some 10 hours.
Yeah, and listen, and I can capsule it. You're a newswoman. You're not going to do, I can, because it's just, you can't defend the text, period. He's a stupid idiot. He ought to be fired. Next issue. That's it. I mean, I know the Democrats are doing their thing, but you can't defend that. And he can say I'm not biased, but it's very difficult for the American people to believe it based on what he said, what he texted.
Well, that's the worst thing that can happen to him, though, because that's the whole thing. At the end of the day, what's going to happen to Peter Strzok? He got removed from the Mueller probe. I guess he could be fired. But beyond that, really nothing can happen to him unless he were to perjure himself. And that's why I say that really people I think that this hearing elevated the story for people who didn't know who Peter Strzok and Lisa Page are. Maybe they don't tune in to your show or to conservative media, because a lot of the other media, they haven't been covering it.
No.
So it elevated the story.
Yeah.
But beyond that, where does it go?
I guess it makes us question and be even more skeptical, if that's possible, about some of the institutions we hold dear. And listen, you've just got to, I'd like to see integrity in everybody in life. And I don't know how much stuff there is. Who knows? If Hillary wins, we know nothing about a whole lot of things. And we get to take a peek, and sometimes what we see we don't like. Can we clean it up? Can we change the culture? I don't know.
I don't know.
I know that people in the normal world can get fired for stupid stuff. I don't think you get fired in government unless you're caught stealing on video four times. I really don't.
Yeah, it is hard to get fired. And that's ultimately what could happen to Strzok or Lisa Page. By the way, today she's going behind closed doors for a deposition because she'd been threatened with a contempt citation from Congress. And there actually is a jail in the basement of the Capitol. So I think she wants to avoid that. So I imagine she'll show up to this closed door briefing. But again, what happens to the two of them? What impact does this story have? I suppose because they both worked on the Mueller probe before they were kicked off, it could taint the Mueller probe, but the other side will never see it that way.
Yeah. Trey Gowdy's leaving, right? Because I'm quite a fan. I think he's a fabulous cross-examiner. I think he's a guy with integrity. I like Trey Gowdy a lot. I think he's probably fed up. Is that why he's leaving? I don't know exactly.
Well, he says that he's just done his time and he's going to...
Yeah.
There's speculation that he's from South Carolina, that he'll go back and be a judge there. He was a prosecutor in South Carolina. And actually... well-liked in South Carolina. I used to live there, among Democrats and Republicans.
You used to live in South Carolina? Wow.
I did. I lived in Myrtle Beach for a couple of years. I have family there. I plan to retire there if I can.
I mean, how tough is Myrtle Beach? It's a beautiful area.
Well, you know, I did a morning show, and they paid me in sunshine. So, you know how it is.
I get that, yeah. I try and pay my guys in entertainment tickets. Doesn't work all the time. Hey, Rachel, keep it up. We'll keep tracking. At Sutherland Fox, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio. There's no defending what Peter Strzok text. They had such confidence that nobody would ever see it. And we have. And it's ridiculous. F. Trump, we'll stop him. We need an insurance policy. This is the guy leading the investigation. There's no excuse. There's no.
He's entitled to his own opinion.
Not
right?
When you're leading the investigation, right?
I mean, he didn't think anybody was going to poke around.
Well, sure. And how much of this has gone on in some of the deep state areas?
Right.
It's just, you can't, if you're working for me, I need you to go out and get the bad guy. I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat, get the bad guy. If you're a journalist, I need you to go ask tough questions, so that I know the answers to stories I can't follow as closely as maybe you can. You're my watchdog. I need you to get the story. Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, I don't care. What are the facts? Why must you position it? So it's your point of view.
Right.
I get the personality-driven shows CNN has a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. MSNBC, Fox News, they all have a bunch. I get it. Give me a news hour where I can know the news. I've said it before. I think Fox News 5 to 6, Bret Baier, is about as down the middle as I've seen. It's just, you've just got, at the last 20 minutes, there's a panel with both sides represented, and most everything else is a newscast. That's what I'm looking for. If I want the personality stuff, I know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, to position everything one way or another isn't good, because most people don't get it. I can go on a campus, probably right here, ask questions, and there's going to be a point of view, because that's what's been driven home, not just on media, but in classrooms.
Yep.
We know that. Facts. It's tough, because we're human. Quarter after, and we do have opinions and point of views. You can always text in 359-2255, 359-2255. Sports headlines.
Well, with the Cubs, Cardinals, and Chicago White Sox all off yesterday, we're starting new series, fresh, red-eyed, bushy-tailed. Let's hope that's the case for our St. Louis Cardinals as they get ready to face the Cincinnati Reds. Here's your Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Three games left before the All-Star break, and it begins tonight with the Cincinnati Reds in town for the first of a weekend series against the Cardinals at 7:15. Carlos Martinez against Matt Harvey. I will have Ameren Total Access for you at 6:20. Redbirds 47-44, but Carlos has been great. He's won his last three after struggling in his first four starts since coming off the disabled list. The voice of the Cardinals on Fox Sports Midwest, Dan McLaughlin, on an improved Cincinnati team.
It's been a dramatic turnaround under Jim Riggleman, and they're doing a lot of the little things that he has preached time and again, and good for him. He's a good baseball man that many of us know here in St. Louis, and obviously has turned things around with the Reds.
With three games left before the All-Star break, Cardinals have tried to turn things around. 6:20 pregame, 7:15 first pitch. Cardinals and Reds right here on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Kleck, and I was just wondering, have you ever had the feeling that you're right at home, even when you're miles and miles away? Well, that feeling has a name, Gemütlichkeit, and you'll find it when you visit Wisconsin. From the minute you arrive, it's all about friendship, warmth, and good cheer. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that's Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the Gemütlichkeit begin.
White Sox will host Kansas City. The Cubs are in San Diego to take on the Padres. You'll hear the action on US 105.9. And with Pittsburgh beating Milwaukee 6-3 yesterday, Cubs are just a game back. Former Illini Kevin Anderson starting out this morning at Wimbledon against John Isner. Let's hope he wins.
I'm watching.
Uh-huh.
I got it on. ESPN's got it this morning.
Good
so I get to watch Kevin Anderson, monitor that as part of my job.
Both and, tall guys.
Yeah, Isner's 6'10".
And Kevin's 6'8".
6'8". And then next weekend is the British Open. That'll be on while we're broadcasting. So I'm kind of fired up.
Okay. Trying to stay focused on the show, Stevie.
Oh, look at that. You got I got to midnight tonight to order that. Oh.
Very good.
So cool.
Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal will be playing each other later today. Serena Williams looks like she's facing Angelique Kerber in the singles finals. John Deere Classic going on, and Steve Wheatcroft on the top of the leaderboard at this point.
You need a whole Illini section now for golf scores.
We do.
You got the PGA, John Deere at Silvis, Illinois. Nick Hardy in 11th shot 66. Steve Wheatcroft at 62. Opening round, Dylan Meyer 68. D.A. Point 69. Steve Stricker, 70. In the web.com, look who shoots a 63. Luke Guthrie, who's not been playing very well, shoots 63 in the web.com. And look who's at the top of the leaderboard in the Champions Tour, Highland Park, Illinois. Mike Small tied with Kenny Perry for first place with two more days. Go, Mike. 65, 7 under par. You've got to be kidding.
Nice.
Whole bunch of Illinois guys. As we'll track them. Here you go.
I think Mike was old enough to be in the seniors category.
He's 52.
Right on the fringe, I guess.
50, I think, is the number.
I see.
Check your weather, ESPN 93.5.
We've got a high 91, a warm one with the sunshine, clear 68, our low tonight. Mostly sunny to start tomorrow with a high 90, then a 50% chance of rain, 70 in the evening. Sunshine and a 50% shot at showers with a high 87, down to 71 on a Sunday. Right now, we're at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. They just started. Kevin Anderson, former Illini, against this Eisner fellow. We'll see what happens here in the first set. I'll keep track for you. 720 in Champaign-Urbana, ESPN 93.5.
Business Network. A major bank just released earnings. J.P. Morgan Chase is reporting a better-than-expected quarter. Target is kicking up its response to Amazon's summer sale Prime Day. Target is promising special deals on July 17th and says if you spend $100 on Target.com that day, you'll get a free six-month membership for its shipped same-day delivery service. eBay is offering its own deals, including a free Google Home mini speaker to anyone who spends more than $119. You may have to switch your Walmart credit card. The Wall Street Journal says Walmart has met with Capital One and Goldman Sachs and appears to favor Capital One. Synchrony has been offering a credit card with Walmart for nearly 20 years. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 224 yesterday, NASDAQ up 107, S&P up 24. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-620-5898 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-620-5898 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
All right, understanding the basics of budgeting, saving, monitoring money doesn't always mean you're in control of your spending. There are four reasons why you break your budget, and Busey wants you to be aware of this. Forgetting the future. Sometimes our emergency fund, if we have any, goes towards something else because we think it's an emergency and need to use it now. Sometimes we reward ourselves too often. We mix mood with money. If you get all fired up about stuff, you tend to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Bad home equity habits. Don't think of your home as a piggy bank. Be smart with your home equity line or loan or line of credit. Only borrow what you really need. Manage your finances whenever you want, wherever you are, with Busey's mobile and online services. Keep track. Busey mobile app, Busey text, money management, Busey bill payment. Regain control of your finances with Busey. You can go to Busey.com. You can call them, 800-67-BUSEY. Of course, you can stop by and talk to some of the fine people. Regain control of your finances with Busey. Visit Busey.com, 800-67-BUSEY, or stop by one of their many convenient locations today. member FDIC and equal housing lender. Kevin Anderson and this, I don't know his first name, Eisner fella.
John.
John Eisner, 1-1, and they are at deuce in the third set of the first semifinal at Wimbledon. So, big.
Somebody serves 135 miles per hour.
And I was, remember Craig Tiley was here at the University of Illinois as our golf, as our tennis coach, and we'd won the national championship. I was at a Park District event with him. And he had one of his guys serving to me, and it was clipping at about 80. And this was probably 20 years ago.
Huh.
I could barely see 80 20 years ago.
Right.
What's 135 look like?
I know.
I don't know how you return it. I don't know how you even see it. I'm not sure you get a, because your racket has to be square, and then it's really remarkable, the speed. And then you've got a 6'10" guy in this John Eisner. 6'8" guy is Kevin Anderson.
Well, that's where I think the power and the length and their swing will really be an advantage for both guys.
It's just really coming down with a lot of force, a lot of physics.
Mm-hmm.
And heck, here's a second serve by Eisner. That was at 111.
Right.
How do you go fast on the second one? That's just to dink it over to make sure you don't double fault.
It's the same with pitching in baseball. It's crazy.
How
fast it is these days.
We were at the Philadelphia-St. Louis Cardinal game, and I think Jake Arrieta was pitching, and we had a really nice view. And it just looked like little aspirin tablets mm-hmm. when they throw it, and he was only throwing 92.
Right.
What's 102 look like? I mean, it's remarkable, the evolution of all sports and how good everybody's gotten at everything and how we play, you know, year-round on every sport because that's what it takes to be focused mm-hmm. on a sport, and you just don't pick up a football and drop it and pick up a basketball, grab your baseball bat. I mean, they just don't, you got to specialize to be as good as all these people. And then the nutrition and the training and the people you get in your corner so that you are that good.
Mm-hmm.
It's something else. Okay, Mina Bose coming up. Always like talking to her from Long Island.
That's right.
She and I probably never voted the same in our life, but I love talking to her.
At Hofstra University.
Hofstra University. She's the chair of presidential studies. And, yeah, we'll see what she says.
Sunday is the deadline for folks to sign up online at mileatthepines.com. Our event is a week from Sunday on the 22nd at 6 here at Philo and Windsor Road. So if you want to get yourself signed up, your $20 fee and the 9 different waves of races from beginners to elite will help out the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. Mileatthepines.com.
Okay, I'm going to have Kookamara. Is that the name of the bird from Australia? Live in the studio, stand by. That'll be later in the program. Scoville Zoo, they have some real petting zoo programs that are not that much for birthday parties.
Mm-hmm.
If you get bouncy houses, mm-hmm. you might want the petting zoo. It's mm-hmm. probably about the same
I know.
As a few bouncy houses. So
yeah, if you plan festivals or fairs, I know Sydney Fun Days is coming up at the end of the month. It's great for 4 hours that they'll have unusual things to look at also. And the lizards and the prickly animals and things like that are cool, and you just learn something new with the staff from Scoville Zoo right next to the animals.
Fun. We'll get that going. They're still in that third set. They just keep going advantage and then deuce and then advantage, and they can't get out of that. This could be a five-hour deal. I don't know how you play tennis for 5 hours. That's another thing. These guys, these matches, the guys can go 5 hours.
Right.
What are you drinking between the sets? I mean, you have to really drink fluids. And don't you have to go to the bathroom? Could I get a timeout here? All right, back in a moment.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution. And live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz from Lanz Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lanz is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lanz today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Game Day Spirit. The official fan store of the Fighting Illini is your store for all things Liddyville. Participate in the growing phenomenon by getting yourself new Liddyville gear. Pioneered by the Illinois coaching and recruiting staff, Liddyville is taking over Champaign-Urbana and is bonding all Fighting Illini fans and alumni to each other in the area. It's what makes us great. Shop official Liddyville apparel only at Game Day Spirit here in Champaign or online at GameDaySpirit.com. Go Illini!
Shop CMI Chemical These Maintenance Incorporated online at CMIClean.com or 359-6262. CMI, where I worked as a hardworking man. By the way, I'll be spring green this next Wednesday.
Oh, good.
Check out the Kyvac touchless cleaning system from CMI, like putting your business, gym, daycare, office, restroom through a car wash while removing all bacteria, no cross-contamination, no touching, and minimal chemical usage. It can be used to clean carpets and upholstery. Complete project machine, Kyvac. I used it. So simple. Available now at Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Be sure to check out their state-of-the-art floor finishes, Shield 2 or Camelot. CMIClean.com, 359-6262. Still in the third set. It's been going 15 minutes. What? Kevin Anderson and John Eisner. We're hoping the former Illini can pull this off, get to the championship of Wimbledon.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
And that'll be Djokovic or Nadal.
Yeah. Back in a moment. 7:30, Fox News, local news next. ESPN 93.5.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump is with British Prime Minister Theresa May at an estate outside London before going into the meetings, calling the U.S.-British relationship very strong, though this after an interview with the Sun newspaper earlier this week in which he had harsh words for the Prime Minister's handling of Brexit.
I would have done it much differently. I actually told Theresa May how to do it, but she didn't agree with it. She didn't listen to me.
In that same interview, the president also praised the recently departed foreign secretary here from the UK, Boris Johnson, who is a bit of a rival, the president saying that Boris Johnson would make a very good prime minister.
Fox's Sean Roberts. A closed-door meeting with members of Congress today and Monday for ex-FBI lawyer Lisa Page, who earlier this week defied a subpoena to appear before House committees, part of a probe into alleged bias at the Justice Department. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. State police are investigating an officer-involved shooting near Campus Town. Police responded to a call about a person loading a semi-automatic handgun near John and Locust Streets. Police came into contact with an armed person. Police ordered him to drop the gun, but he did not, and three officers fired at him. A 23-year-old U of I student was hit in the leg. The Urbana Sweet Corn Festival is coming up August 24th and 25th. This year's festival will feature We the Animals, an indie rock band, on Friday night. Mojo, a tribute to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, takes the stage, and the event also features Ant Dog and New Souls. A new scam to be aware of. This one tells you you were recorded watching porn. Gizmodo says reports say the perpetrators send people emails claiming they know the recipient's password and have used that password to put malware on their computer and caught a video of them watching porn. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign. Campaign.com. Weather brought to you by Timberworks. You need some tree trimming, some tree removal. Your stump needs out. They can do it. Timberworks217.com. You can call them for a free quote, no obligation. 260-8522. 260-8522. Timberworks, taking your tree service to new heights.
Well, it really makes the property look good, too. It's like your property gets a haircut when the things are trimmed up on your property. High 91 with the sunshine, clear and a low of 68 tonight. Mostly sunny to start tomorrow with a high 90. More clouds and a 50% chance of showers late, low 70. Sunshine on Sunday with a 50% chance of rain, high 87, low 71. We're currently at 69 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Grace went through some pitching training yesterday. with two people, very kind, over the YMCA. That don't grip it too tight, because sometimes you hold on to it too long, and then it goes straight into the ground.
So that's Thursday, August 2nd?
Yeah, Thursday, August 2nd, Miss Illinois will throw out the first pitch down in St. Louis, and we'll all be there as she walks out there rooting for her. Because, yeah, she's hit a lot of golf balls, but she hasn't thrown a lot of pitches. So it'll be great, and very appreciative of the Cardinals to allow her this honor. So, and that's the Colorado Rockies, by the way.
Well, many of us are looking forward to Sunday at 2 at City Center.
Yeah.
Seeing Grace. Is she going to wear one of her nice gowns?
Yep, I believe she'll be, all with the banner and crown, I think.
Okay, very good. And you've got your tuxedo.
I haven't gotten it yet. I forgot.
Okay.
I got to go out to Michelle's Bridal and Tuxedo and
pick up
my 42 Slim.
Michelle and Rod have a great business out there.
Now, don't get confused. It should have been a 40 fat, but I got a 42 slim because it's bigger, so I could call it a slim because it's far too big. They fitted me well.
I mean, you're looking fit these days.
Not bad. Not bad at all, folks. I told Grace I'm losing weight for the pageant for Miss America because she's doing all that. Christian has mirrored her because that was the deal. Said, if you win Miss Illinois, I'll do what you do. So he's lost weight.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I said, well, I probably can't do exactly what you guys are doing with all the schedules, but I'll lose weight.
Very good.
Okay.
But again, the City Center is the salute to the 60th anniversary of the Queen's pageant. And we had Claire Smith in yesterday talking about the Champaign County Fair and the great things that are starting to happen between the 20th and 29th at the Champaign County Fair.
Opens a week from today. That'll be fun. Champaign County Fair, always fun. One of the oldest, one of the best in the entire state. But yes, the Champaign County Fair Queen pageant will be Sunday afternoon at City Center, 2 o'clock. And I will be part of that. Looking forward to it. Being part of that, Janet's part of it as well, my wife, and Grace, Miss Illinois, will make an appearance, and excited to have her part of that as well. City Center, 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Okay, the Peter Strzok testimony. It was interesting. I'm glad that's over. There's behind closed doors Lisa Page, but it just the guy got called on the carpet a number of times.
My recollection, it was a short meeting, somewhere between 15 to 30 minutes, probably around 15 minutes.
And your testimony is Bob Mueller did not kick you off because of the content of your text. He kicked you off because of some appearance that he was worried about. Sure.
My testimony, what you asked and what I responded to, was that he kicked me off because of my bias. I'm stating to you, it is not my understanding that he kicked me off because of any bias, that it was done based on the appearance. If you want to represent what you said accurately, I'm happy to answer that question, but I don't appreciate what was originally said being changed.
I don't give a damn what you appreciate, Agent Strzok. I don't appreciate having an FBI agent with an unprecedented level of animus working on two major investigations during 2016.
That's it, right there for me. That was everything. Dr. Mina Bowles, political analyst, Hofstra University. I'd sign up for all her classes. How are you?
I'm fine, Stevie J. How are you?
I'm fine. That capsules
everything. We have some openings if you want to register in the poll.
Ooh, then by about Thursday, you'll say, could you transfer? You are really.
No,
you are
never.
I'm the professor. You're talking too much. Stop it.
I never tell students that.
I love chatting with you. I think politically we probably differ a lot, but I love it because we can have a great conversation. The Peter Strzok, here's my capsule. Whatever Trey Gowdy just said at the end there, I don't appreciate having the animus. Da, da, da. You're an idiot. You're fired. Next case. I mean, you can't defend what he texted. And he didn't think anybody's going to see it, but he's leading this. I need a little more objectivity on these things. And it wasn't supposed to be found out, but it has been found out. And it some parts, I thought some of the testimony was a little Jerry Springer-like. I think we have other things to do. This guy's stupid. I don't like him. I think he's biased. Next issue.
Yeah, I mean, I think those texts are unfortunate, and I think if he were to go back, he wouldn't repeat them. And then, of course, there have been a lot of the personal issues that have come up have made this all a little unpleasant. I do think the hearings were over the top. I will say that Strzok has been removed from the Mueller removed him last year when the texts were revealed by the Inspector General, and that was clearly the professional. That was the right thing to do. He is still working in counterintelligence, and he still works for the FBI, and I think at this point this is really an internal matter. I'm not going to defend the text at all, but I don't see any evidence of a deep state or this idea that that the institutions were against Donald Trump. Now, certainly certain individuals may have been, but I'm not seeing anything more there. So I think that the appropriate action was taken. The hearings, I think, frankly, seem to be a little overkill.
But wouldn't it have been better, because we know everything about everybody these days, that Robert Mueller's team would have been comprised of half and half of people that have donated to both, to show at least on the surface, they all might be fine investigators and people, but it, just from the appearance of fairness, to not give one side or the other reasons to say, aha, it's all tainted.
Well, but I'm just not sure. I guess, DJ, I don't see, I mean, these texts, the person who, right, Peter Strzok, has been removed from the investigation. There was no evidence that he was acting in a way that would have tainted the investigation. In fact, he was also investigating Hillary Clinton. But, I mean, I'm not going to defend the texts. They were unprofessional. And in this day and age, anyone should know that, you know, work email, work devices are for work only. That said, you know, it's out there. It's been examined. I don't think that the whole Mueller investigation is compromised by this. In fact, Mueller, up until this investigation, was really kind of respected for his professionalism, and of course was the director of the FBI for George W. Bush and Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure that one individual's you know, unprofessional text should negate the whole investigation.
I sure hope they can come out and say, here's what we found. There was certainly collusion. Trump should be impeached. Whatever it is, give me what you have. Let's figure out what more you need. I don't think there's going to be anything there. I think Russia's been meddling in our stuff for a long, long time. I think the wrong person won the election. Thus, it's very difficult to get over, because I know Russia has been involved in stuff, and maybe we and theirs, I don't know. But I know that we have this stuff going on all the time with kind of checking out everybody else. We've got spy networks everywhere, but they do too.
Well, and that's what makes, I think, the meeting in Helsinki on Monday actually what's really important. Again, I mean, I think the Mueller investigation needs to be concluded. It appears to be coming to a close. There have already been several actions taken from it, right, convictions, et cetera, of some of the people in the campaign. But I think the real issue today, I think, is this summit coming up between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump, and what is said there, and how that affects U.S. interests. I think those are the real issues. I'm not trying to minimize the Mueller investigation, but I do think that the hearings yesterday, I'm not sure that they needed to go on for the length that they did.
Yeah.
I think the points were pretty clearly made.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, so we've got the big Russian meeting. I think it's great to talk to leaders. By the way, do we believe North Korea? Is this a fantasy? Is it possible that good things could come out of North Korea with all of this?
I would be cautiously skeptical.
Yeah, me too. I am, but I'm hopeful. I'm prayerful. I hope it happens. It's wonderful not to be shooting ballistic missiles over Japan. I'm real excited about that.
Well, if it moves forward, there will. But I think that with the meeting with Kim Jong-un, you know, we had talked about this before it happened and after, and that was surprising and that was historic in many ways. The substance of what comes from it remains to be seen.
Yeah.
But the meeting with Putin, I think, is more risky, because there is a lot at play here for Russia, and that's what a lot of analysts are writing about, that Putin stands to gain a lot from this, to get the respect that in the international community, the credibility that he lost since invading Ukraine and the aggression in Crimea. Putin has a lot to gain from this, as far as the sanctions, kind of getting breaking the fissures in the NATO alliance. This can all work to his benefit. It's not really clear what the United States gains from this. So I think that that less coming out of the summit Monday will be more for the United States.
You don't think they should meet?
Oh, I wouldn't go go that far, but I would say that I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think that's I'm not sure that there's harm in meeting. There is, I think, risk in giving legitimacy to someone. But that doesn't necessarily have to come just from the meeting. I mean, frankly, after meeting Kim Jong-un, I think meeting Putin is almost in some ways loses significance. Right?
It's not as big as Kim Jong-un, but it's weird because it feels like this has been a Democratic position for so long. I'd rather talk than fight. I'd rather talk. I mean, it feels like a flip here because I do want to talk, but he's evil, he's bad. But it's better to try and talk first to see if you can get something for it. I don't know if they can. And again, time will tell because what's said in public, we have no idea behind the back channels what's going on.
Well, it is yet another interesting reversal, right? I mean, what you're saying is kind of a traditional.
That's
kind of what was in 2008. That was Obama, right? Talking about you should always be open to talk. You don't have to have preconditions.
And I never quite got that. We never talked to really bad people. I guess I was for it because my leader said it. But I think I'm now at a point to saying, you know what? Let's see if we can talk before we fight. I much prefer that. I think that's the smart human thing to do. Well, okay, if there's an opening in Hofstra, I guess I'm going to enroll, so.
Well, we'll be delighted to have you over any time.
Yeah, we'll see. You invited me.
Absolutely.
Mina, thank you. I appreciate all your time always.
My pleasure.
That's Dr. Mina Bose out at Hofstra University. Chair of Presidential Studies.
Gotta look her up. She just sounds so bubbly and bright.
No, she's I think really smart. I mean, again, that's the example of the kind of conversations. I mean, she's clearly a Democrat. I don't care. She's not screaming at me and threatening my physical harm. I mean, that's where we've descended. Where if we disagree, we can't converse, and we must converse. We have, and we can argue, we can disagree, but maybe we can go to dinner still, go have some wings or something.
Yep.
But it shouldn't be scream, bullhorn in my ear, ready to fight. I mean, that's not what we want. We don't want that. Okay, ESPN 93.5. We check your morning sports headlines on the radio as we. Three more games before the All-Star break.
That's right. What's really trending right now is Kevin Anderson's in action against John Isner.
And leading 4-3 in the first set. I know just enough to give proper scores.
Thank you for that. And I know you've been monitoring.
Yeah.
I see the distraction every once in a while.
Sorry, what?
And the winner will take on Novak Djokovic or Rafael Nadal.
That was tough. A couple of guys.
They'll be playing,
man.
I believe, in the 10 a.m. hour. And speaking of the 10 a.m. hour, Central Time on Sunday is the World Cup finale between France and Croatia. So take note of that after church or whatever on your Sunday to note.
10 a.m. And those soccer matches generally go a couple hours.
Okay. I mean, they're supposed to be 90 minutes, but I know the other day the winning goal was scored in the 109th minute.
Well, what they do is if somebody's on the ground, they'll add time because he's stalling or something. They do that. You're not hurt. Get up. Oh. And then they add time at the end.
Okay.
I picked that up.
Okay, good. So, in any case, and around here, a lot of people are watching the leaderboard of the John Deere Classic in Silvis, Illinois. Is that something that people will go to?
Yeah, sure. We've been up there. We played that golf course.
Okay.
Nathaniel Caddy for DA points.
Nice.
On one day.
DA at 68 right now.
69 for DA, but he generally doesn't play well in Silvis.
Okay.
So it's great that he got off to a good start because DA's really never done well very near his home, which I think was, Pontiac or Pekin or something?
Well, Steve Wheatcroft at the top of the leaderboard at 62 at this point. And in the seniors category, I say that with a smile because 52 definitely doesn't seem like a senior to me. I thought it would be like 65.
No, senior is 50. I mean, you can get
into. Don't say that so loud.
No, sorry. Senior is 50.
Mike Small, anyway.
Mike Small, 7-under, tied with Kenny Perry for first in the two more rounds. They only play three rounds for the seniors. That would be remarkable. And Mike's won $103,000 in three tournaments. And poised to win more if he can, two more rounds.
That's
a
nice supplemental income for him.
Well, listen, it's a remarkable career, not only being a top coach in the country for golf and leading our program, But being able to have a little extra time, pick up the sticks in the summer.
Go ahead, Mike.
And perform that well.
High fives all around.
Just isn't that easy.
Well, and Steve Stricker, known for winning the John Deere Classic numerous times. Where is he right
He's
now?
He's like 70, so eight strokes back.
Okay.
But you know, these kids today, you know, this Wheatcroft coming out shooting 62, that's just amazing. It's just amazing golf. So Nick Hardy is at 66 and in 11th. Dylan Meyer, 68. See if all the guys can make the cut.
I'm kind of bumping our baseball because everybody was inactive yesterday. Yeah. Chicago White Sox will host Kansas City. The Cubs are in San Diego, and you'll hear the action on US 105.9. And with Pittsburgh beating Milwaukee 6-3 yesterday, Cubs are one game back at this point. And, of course, the Cardinals in Cincinnati, we have a few winners going to be checking that out. The Adam Wainwright bobblehead sounds very interesting to me on the 14th. And we have a kind of a bobblehead collection here in our studio at ESPN. Yeah, 93.5.
Cardinals have won 10 out of 11 against the Reds, and the Reds are much better than they were earlier in the year when they were really struggling. So, I mean, they beat the Cubs, I guess, 5 out of the last 7 that they've played. So that's pretty remarkable. Mm-hmm. Reds, it'll be tough. St. Louis is kind of in flux, and a whole bunch of the Cardinal season will happen a week from this weekend following the All-Star break when they play 5 games in Wrigley Field in 4 days.
That's right.
It'll be very telling.
Two games now on that Saturday the 21st.
Yeah, that's a 2-1. It's not double-headed. 2-for-1. It's not doubleheader because they make you leave and clean out
because
they can't give you 2-for-1 anymore.
Right.
They got to pay all the players or whatever. But, yeah, you're right. There's 2 in that day, noon, 6?
That's a make good. So 5 in that series.
4-game set, and Cardinals got to try and get at least 2, I think. And then what happens to Manny Machado? The rumors are wild. The shortstop for the Baltimore Orioles is going to be a free agent. He'll probably get $300-400 million deal after the season. But 2 months of baseball, who wants him? Looks like Milwaukee is in the hunt, and so is Philadelphia. Side rumors about the Cubs, probably more like I've heard Dodgers and Diamondbacks. I don't hear many Cardinals involved in that one. I have heard a rumor regarding the Cardinals that would send Jose Martinez and Colton Wong or Jed Jerko in a 3-team exchange. The Cardinals would end up with the second baseman for the Mets, who's a power hitter, although 32 years old. And Jacob DeGrom has been mentioned, a pitching ace for the Mets. He's 30. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
I would think the Cardinals have to do something to get better because I don't believe they're good enough to get to the postseason at this point. So a lot of grumbling, mumbling in St. Louis these days. Let's check your weather. Brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana. For the past 34 years, go to wattscopy.com.
We've got a high of 91 expected with the sunshine. 68 clear tonight. Sunshine tomorrow with a high 90. Then a 50% shot of showers and a low 70 in the evening. Sunday's high at 87, down to 71. Chance of showers throughout the day and into the evening. 68. Now on ESPN 93.5.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
What's going on in Los Angeles with the Lakers, with Rob Pelinka, with Magic Johnson? I mean, in the beginning, you're like, this makes me want to throw up in my mouth a little. But after a while, I think I like what's going on in L.A. Now, here's at first what hit you the wrong way. This is a quote from Rob Pelinka. He said, if your goal is to win a championship, you've got to look at the way champs are assembled and how you can give yourself the best chance to take them down. It's certainly part of the equation to take down the Golden State Warriors. Now, come on. You're a lot of things today, Lakers fans. You're a lot of things today, Los Angeles Lakers, but you're not a threat to the Golden State Warriors, right? When I hear that, I think presumption. I think heightened expectations. I think of undue pressure. The Lakers are not in the Warriors' class. But you sleep on it, you think about it, and I like what Rob Pelinka is talking about.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Hi, I'm Bryce Harper. Join me and the thousands tweeting and posting their appreciation for our military and veterans by using T-Mobile's hashtag HatsOffForHeroes. When you share your photo or video with hashtag HatsOffForHeroes, T-Mobile will donate $1 to support vets with Team Rubicon. So, America, keep posting with hashtag HatsOffForHeroes and T-Mobile will keep giving.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Official licensee of Major League Baseball Players Association.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums On The Go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Well, to win the Honda President's Award that Honda won, Honda BMW, there are just all kinds of criteria, very high sales volume, sales and service customer satisfaction, customer retention, low repair comebacks, meaning it's fixed right the first time, a customer follow-up facility requirements. I mean, there's a lot of things. And Honda BMW, by winning the Honda President's Award, is a top 10% dealer in the nation, and that's really hard to achieve. So congratulations. You want to see what an award-winning dealership looks like? Stop by off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Honda, BMW in Champaign. They've got hundreds of vehicles ready for you, and they'll take care of it. DriveChampaign.com is their website, DriveChampaign.com. Kevin Anderson leads in the first set, 5-4. It's a deuce right now with John Isner serving. If Kevin Anderson can break serve... I think I'm getting all the terms right. He would win the first set.
Okay.
And these guys are serving at 100. That was not 140 miles an hour. It was.
Wow. I don't know if I've ever heard of it that fast.
140 miles an hour. And they're putting it on a spot. They're not just like...
I know.
It's in the corner
right.
of the box on the left or the right. How do you possibly... Again, you don't. 5-5. You don't get a racket on it.
That's right.
Just 140-mile-an-hour serve is just stupid.
By the way, Serena Williams made it to the finals, too. She'll take on Angelique Kerber.
Well, RadioRefunds.com, RadioRefunds.com. You can get a gift certificate for less.
Mm-hmm. Check out the yogurt. City Girl Yogurt is right there at 5 points off University in Cunningham.
If you like yogurt, doesn't everybody like yogurt?
Yeah.
If you want to buy some $30 gift certificates for $15, we've got them on sale.
Hey, get the Greek yogurt. That gives you some good cultures. That's good for you.
Steeple Coffee House off downtown Square in Monticello.
Uh-huh.
Steeple, because I think it was used to be a church.
Okay.
It's $10 for $5.
In Paxton, they've got Humble Hog and Harvest Ale House. Whether you're in the mood for upscale or some barbecue, that's taken care of off Market Street in Paxton. So get that $25 certificate. For $12.50?
Mm-hmm. If pie's the limit, I think I'm out, but I'm getting more. Arrowhead Lanes and Western Bowl, $50 for $25. You can get two of those. You can easily spend $100. You go bowl some games, get the shoes, get the pizzas, take five of you, six of you. You'll spend $100. You
can
do that.
Smoked Food Truck is going to be out and about this weekend. You can get the two $10 gift certificates for that. I know they've got their Street Fest dance on Saturday night. Hopefully the weather will hold out. I know after 10:30 it's a salute to Tom Petty's music Saturday night. So you might find Smoked Food Truck out there in downtown Champaign. Of course, Friday night between 6 and 8, it's always great to see the live performers as you walk around downtown Champaign.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. We were down there, Benjamin, at a wedding last Friday night in downtown Champaign. I mean, to tell you what, I've been a while since I've been down there at night. It is happening.
I love it.
There's the only problem was I was not between 18 and 49. It's a definite millennial group. It's awesome, though.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
I see some gray hairs there. High-fiving.
I don't know.
It's all good.
I don't know anybody anymore. I used to know everybody. It's just the evolution of what happens where, you know, as Mike Ditka said once, there's more important things in life like going to bed and waking up. Classic. All right, news coming up. Local news after that. Teens aren't working. Is that true?
It's true.
Teens aren't working?
I know.
Is that a trend? Why aren't they working?
We'll find out.
We'll talk to Harry Harrison,
Yeah, he's a parenting expert.
Yeah, but I don't. I'm trying to think. My kids, I guess they didn't work much in teens because we were doing summer golf all the time. Tournaments everywhere. So they weren't. They didn't have jobs because
my 16-year-old's doing some babysitting.
Well, and she's working.
Exactly. So and some odd jobs on mowing lawns.
Well, then
like
sounds
that.
Like your teens are working.
But I mean, not consistently going in, checking in, getting that work right. Ethic.
We'll check about that next. ESPN 93.5.
Honda, just like your favorite baseball team, we're pretty used to this whole winning thing. The all-new 2018 Honda Accord has been named the 2018 North American Car of the Year and named a Car and Driver's 2018 10 Best List a record 32 times. That's a lot of W flags to fly. Baseball fans will appreciate the Accord was built just like an electrifying second baseman. Quick, agile, and enough power to leave the yard in a hurry. The Accord now comes equipped with available mobile hotspot, and Honda Sensing Safety is now standard on every model. The legendary Accord knows what it takes to stay at the top of its game, and that's by continuing to make the best better each and every year. Experience this game-changing Accord live and in person. Get up and go.